Thank you very much. I can't help feeling that these three tables here are creating a very unnatural barrier between band and audience. Do you think we could just shift the middle one a wee bit, and then shift that one a big bit, and that one a huge bit, and open up the space, for God's sake? And the rest of you, feel free to come a bit clearer. We're actually quite handsome close up. Don't be shy. You're all looking crowded out there. This one's about running away. It's called Schumann's Leap. Can I have a tiny little bit of bass in my whole box, please? Okay, I'm still worried about these three tables. Move them, burn them, break their legs.
Of the tables?
We're going to continue on a wee musical journey that starts off in Ireland, moves to Rochdale, which is in England, via Edinburgh, come northern Spain. And we finish off in just outside Newcastle, which is in the north of England, which is just a wee place below Scotland. So everybody needs a little bit of salvation sometime. We'll be right back. very much. This is a new one, and it doesn't have a name yet. We're still trying to decide on a name for it. We'll keep you posted. If you give us your address after the show, we'll write to you and tell you what the name of the tune was.
You better hope that's all he sends you, eh?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's something about these three tables there that are still really getting to me. But it doesn't matter because we can burn them in the break. We're gonna take a 5-minute break for 10 minutes. We'll see you in half an hour. So it gives you loads of time to burn tables. Just turn the candles upside down and it might whoosh and be gone. This next two tunes, first one's called She's in the Attic. And I got the title from an article I read in a Dutch newspaper many years ago. In fact, it was a Dutch magazine, not that kind of Dutch magazine, a different kind of Dutch magazine. And it gave me the title. And the second one was inspired by a cultural misunderstanding in the mountains of northern Spain in 1996. But we've been allowed back and everything's cool with the Spanish in us. So it's called Hey Goat. One of us thought it was a sheep.
They're all running around the hills going, "Oi, carnero!"
Which is Spanish for "Hey, goat." And we're going to, as I say, this is going to be the end of the first half, a short first half and a really long, massive second half. So, in the meantime, get yourselves up to the bar, drink shitloads of tequila, and we'll see you in part two. Hanson Jones, sir, sir.
Thank you.
much. We'll see you in part two. We're going to kick off the second half in customary fashion with the first one.
Great for dancing.
We'll be right back. Muchas gracias and thank you very much. And it's so nice to see these tables gone. You've made a sad man very old, or an old man very happy, or a tired man very blue. I can't remember what it is. A lot of the tunes we write are inspired by people we are met, and places that we've been. And you know the wee wifey from Iceland called Björk? She's a singer. Well, this isn't about her. This is about her chauffeur. And I don't suppose many of you have heard of Roddy McLeod from Stornoway. Right, he's a lovely guy. To know Roddy is to love him. And he was Björk's chauffeur for about 17 hours in Edinburgh. So this tune is for Roddy, and it's called Björk's Chauffeur. Thank you. Thank you. We're playing quite a few new tunes on this tour, and as I said, some of them don't have names. We were up in Katoomba, just outside Sydney there, up in the Blue Mountains, a beautiful wee place, Katoomba. If you've never been there, go there. They need your money. And it's this lovely wee place. And this tune is a rumba, and just for the night it was called Katoomba Rumba, because it's just, you know, shit happens. But it's not going to be called that anymore because we're in Adelaide. So here we go with the rumba that still has no name, but it's a Scottish rumba.
You can help us out with the hand claps. Come on, hey. Come on. Beautiful. Crisp. So clear.
Thank you.
you.
Muchas gracias, todos.
This one. This next one's for our pal Gary, who usually. I'm feeling there's a big hole beside me.
That's the space where Gary would normally be.
Gary is usually there playing his banjo, but he had to go home. He
cannot be with us tonight.
To be there for the birth of his child. And they've had a wee baby boy called Felix. So the next drink you have, make sure it's for Felix and Gary and Suzanne, okay? In Scotland, it's called wetting the baby's head. Have a drink for Gary and his newborn baby. So this is called Delighted, and we're delighted that Gary's a father again. Please dance to this one in a celebration of a new life. Thank you. Thank you very much. This next one was written by a friend of ours called Ian McLeod. And it's very topical. It's topical in a peculiar way because it's called August. And you might not get the topicality of that, but it's topical in as much as that August in Scotland is summer. And we're in Saffron.
I'm going to sing a Burn song over the top of it for the hell of it. You can help me with the words. It's not that far from Burns Night, is it?
Thinking of her, my dear, my dear. Thank you.
I told you earlier, quite a few tunes that we write are inspired by places or people, and this one is inspired by a wee Russian pal of ours called Igor, and we first met him in Adelaide, in fact, at the Wom Adelaide Festival many years ago, and, Christ, what a time we had. It was amazing. No one can remember how good a time it was, but by the fact that we can't remember it, we assumed it was absolutely amazing. And he's a lovely guy. Again, he's like a bit like Rod. To know Igor is to love him. He's an amazing musician, one of the finest alcoholics I've ever met. And he lives in St. Petersburg, and he's fond of cats. And it goes like this. Russians are lovely people. We like the Russians, or the Russians that we've met. Obviously, we haven't met every Russian ever, but the Russians that we have met have been lovely. Right, there's nothing like some good old-fashioned pipe tunes, and this is nothing like some good old-fashioned pipe tunes. Here are two tunes, starting with the first one, then the second one, then we'll finish at the end. Thank you. Thank you. You're becoming more gorgeous and sexy all the time. We love it. We're just about the end of our... I was going to tell you about how we're near the end of our Australian tour, which, I'm sorry, is irrefutable. We are. You can't go, oh, no, you're not, because we are, you know? And we've got two more gigs to go, and we've had an absolutely fine time, wonderful time, a really special time in this country that you call Australia. It's been special for us. And I would just like to say thank you very much, the lot of you. And we are just about to finish our set. Oh, yes, we are. Well, we'll see how it goes, okay. We'll officially call this one the last one. And if you want some more, then that's up to you. So we're going to leave you with... we're going to love you. Well, yes, we're loving you already. We're going to love you and leave you with a tune that's about two things very dear to our hearts, whiskey and kissing. And this song tune doesn't really have a chorus so much as a pagan chant. Okay, it's not a chorus, it's a sort of pagan Scottish voodoo chant. Two words, whiskey and kiss. So if you feel inspired and you've still got the energy towards the end of the tune to help us out with the Scottish voodoo, that would be lovely, because nobody does that voodoo quite like you do. Right, so we've been Shugle Nifty, and you've been everybody else that's not in the band. And it's been... No, everyone here's from Adelaide, you know. I met a lassie from Invergarry. New Zealand? New Zealand. See, Adelaide, that would be a wanky thing to do. Hello, Adelaide! That's what pop bands do.
Hello, Cleveland.
We're a people band. This is for everybody out there, whether you're from Lough Eilert, Cumbernauld, London, Sydney, New York, Katoomba, Wollongong, Timbuktu, and most importantly, Corpach.
Tasmania. We have a Tas region in the house, by the way. This is Luke here. Luke Plum. He's the Tas region. And
for the person who asked me earlier, is that your son playing with you? Thanks very much. You know. No, he's not my son. But I think his dad's in here tonight, and I think his dad should feel very proud of this young man who's just joined us.
Give it up for Luke.
Right, enough talking. On with the music. This one's called Whiskey Kiss. All our love from Scotland and Tasmania. Good night.
Enough for folk music.
More sample in a whole box, yeah. sunset spinning, a whiskey kiss. Just beginning, a whiskey kiss. It's a reeling, a whiskey kiss. Love that feeling like a whiskey kiss. Whiskey kiss.
Whiskey kiss.
Whiskey kiss. Whiskey kiss. Whiskey kiss. Whiskey kiss. Whiskey kiss. Whiskey kiss. Whiskey kiss. Whisper. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Be kind to strangers.
Thanks kindly.
It's been that good. What a night.
It's great.
I think this is about the fourth or fifth time that we've played Adelaide, and every time it just gets better and better. So the next time I come here, you tell all your pals and we'll have a fucking great night again. It's been special. This next one... I'm not going to tell you anything about it. We're just going to play it.
Hey, we've got a website. It's shugle.com. This is called Vigo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you once again.
Cheers.
Good night. God bless you. And remember, be kind to strangers.